Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code, Jasmine, is 38117.
I'm sorry?
38117.
Okay, thank you. And what is your first and last name?
Curtis Brooks.
Thank you. And may you please verify your address as well?
4929 Vern Road, Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you placed an order for the Icon, Mini Pods, and the smartwatch. How can I help you?
Jasmine, you charged me $59.95 for nothing here. Why is that, Jazz?
You were charged the retail price of the smartwatch and the mini pods.
Jasmine, the advertisement does not say that.
It was stated in the terms and conditions where you placed your order.
Jasmine, I want to return your items, and I want you to credit my card with my $59.95 returned to me.
Okay, well, with the watch, it is a smartwatch that helps keep up with your fitness goals.
Jasmine,
I can't provide you with the 35% discount towards the retail price.
Jasmine, you deceived me. I want nothing to do with it. I want my return. I want my name off your system. If I need to return the watch, Jasmine, I can do that. But you guys are deceitful.
Okay, I can provide you with the 50% discount towards the retail price.
Jasmine, no. I don't want 50% discount. I want 100% rebate, return.
Okay, well, what if I can do this and allow you to receive the earbuds for free and you'll only be charged for the watch?
No.
Okay, well, you guys
are not upfront. If you don't take it off, I'm going to file a complaint against you guys.
Okay. Well, you must return the watch and the earbuds, and I can provide you with the return address as well.
Give me that, Jasmine.
Okay. It's going to be, let's see. Okay, it's going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Hold on, Jasmine. East 45th Avenue, Unit
C.
Did you say, Jasmine? Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
80239.
Correct.
And to the attention of who, Jasmine?
It's going to be to Icon Smartwatch.
Icon Smartwatch. Now hold on a second. Now you say that these Icon Pawns coming back to you, and this Icon Smartwatch.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I'm sending them for signatures, so someone will need to sign for them.
Say that again.
I'm gonna send them. which will require someone there in your office to sign for.
Okay.
Because I want proof that you guys got it back, and I want my money back.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this question, Jasmine. When do you return my money?
When we receive the product back.
You phony creatures, boy. Oh.
And there's a restocking fee of $9.95.
You know something? I'm going to the better bureau on you guys, because see, there is nothing on that deceptive advertisement that you guys put out there that requires this. Everything is in the fine print.
The information is stated in the terms and conditions where you do select that you are over the age of 18.
That's not true. Read it again, Jasmine. Read your own stuff. It is not
yes,
there.
Yes, I know what it says.
Okay, it says attention icon, smartwatch. Anybody name that I need to mention? Maybe yours. What's your last name?
I'm not able to disclose that information.
Oh, really? See, but you are a legal business, right?
Yes.
Oh, you guys. Well, notwithstanding, I'm going to my bank, gonna have that challenged, so you won't get a dime from me.
Say that again, sir.
I said, even though I'm sending back the goodies to you, I'm going to my bank and get this charge challenged.
Okay, well, in order for you to receive the refund, you must send the products back, and it's a $9.95 restocking fee.
I've got your printer out here. Where is that in your contract that said that there's a $9.95 restocking fee?
It's for if you want to return the items.
No, what page is it on?
It's not on the page, sir. It's in the terms and conditions on the website.
And this comes from some vendor, right? And then I'm going to file a complaint in your state against you. You guys, are just vultures. You're not right. Thank you, Jasmine.
Okay, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Sure.